感谢主，要圣诞节快到了。
Praise the Lord, Christmas is coming.
一年又过去了。
Another year has passed.
我们是多了一年还是少了一年？
Do we gain one more year or one less year?
对不认识主的人来讲，就是少了一年。
For those who do not know the Lord, that means you have one year less.
对认识主的人来讲，那就多了一年。
For those who do you believe in the Lord, then you will feel that you have gained another year.
那为什么呢？因为我们后面还有永恒的。
Why is that? Because we have an eternity waiting for us.
那所以前一年呢，就是我们生命里面，神带领我们经历过很多东西，是我们很重要和这个学习的一年。
So it's important for the previous year's experience that God has encountered us.
是那些年日呢？过去的年日都是在预备我们。
So the years that were past was to prepare us for the future.
我们现在就像小孩子在成长。
So we are just like children that are growing.
你相信不相信？你现在就是小孩子。
Believe or not that you are just children.
那小孩子呢？天天盼着在长大。
So as a child, we hope we will grow up one day.
所以呢，他在明年多了一年。
So for them, it's a year has passed. That means he gained another year.
当人老了也不认识主的时候呢，就算的时候就少了一年。
But if you do not know God and then you're getting old, you feel that you just wasted the year.
One year less.
One year less.
所以我们今天呢，大家都是小孩子，相信吗？在主里面。
So believing we are just children of God.
所以呢，我们都在成长。
So we are growing up.
所以呢，就是我们被这个过去的年日呢数算的时候，哇，多了恩典，多了恩典，多了恩典。
So we will count our blessing for our previous years.
你就发现你的灵里面越来越丰富，越来越丰富，越来越丰富。
You will find this abundance in your spirit.
当我们不认识神的时候呢，真的，我碰到过很多老年人，他在数算自己的日子，很害怕。
So I met elderly people that have not known the Lord, and then they have this fear in their heart because they don't have much time left.
我曾经在班纳维住的时候，有一个邻居，因为我在跑步的时候呢，他会骑自行车。
So I have a neighbor when I was in Burnaby, and I always go jogging, running, but he always ride on a bike.
但是后来呢，他不能骑自行车，他就推着自行车走。
So later on, he couldn't ride on the bike, so he would push his bike.
我说你为什么推着自行车走呢？
I asked him, why are you pushing the bike?
他说我现在骑不了自行车，我就想推着它，至少我可以运动，我可以多活几年。
And he said that now I cannot ride a bike, at least I can push a bike so that it helps me exercise, so that I can have more years to live.
这就是他给我的一个答案。
So that was the answer.
所以当时看了，就是说在回想这个场景的时候，我记得很清楚，就是说他就是想再能多一点，再能多一点。
So when I think about that, and then he just wanna have one more year, at least one more year for him.
所以我们在主里面的人呢，就是没有这个问题。
But if you are in the Lord, you don't have this kind of problem.
那有的人可能很年轻，
Some
就被主接走。
Some of you may be young and then be taken by the Lord.
那有一个印度的圣徒叫桑达信，松达信。
So,
他在29岁的时候就被主接走。
So one of the one of the saint from India, his name is
桑达信。
桑达信 okay. He passed away when he was 29.
那他过一个非常圣洁的生活，非常爱主。
He lived a very holy life, and he always followed the Lord.
事实上，他死的时候呢，因为他去喜马拉雅山去传福音，人一直找不到他的身体，所以说有可能他活着被主接受，好多人怀疑是这样。
So some people believe he was taken by the Lord alive, like lifted
to heaven,
just like Elijah.
因为对他的生机其实非常非常之多。
Because he wasn't found, he went to a mountain to spread the gospel, but the body wasn't found, so people think he was being taken by the Lord. And when he was doing the gospel, he always had a lot of testimonies and miracles.
他活着的时候有一句经典的话。
So while he was alive, he has this thing that he always said.
他说：“生命 活的在这个世上不在于我们的长短。
So he said, the time that we have on earth doesn't matter how long it is.
而是我们怎么样为主发光。
But it matters how you shine for the Lord.
所以他真的是为主发光的意思。
So he had the light that shone for the Lord.
他的心里面充满了爱。
And he is full of love.
到哪里人，到哪里去呢？人就被感动。
So everywhere he goes, everywhere he went, and he brings love to people.
他有任何的钱，他随手就给人了。
If he ever has any money with him, he will always give it out.
因为他原来是他的家庭是锡克教徒，所以他的打扮呢还是锡克教徒的黄色的这个 turban， 一身黄色的袍子。
So because his family was a Sikh, he always wear their own costume with the turban on his head.
所以走到哪里呢？人家看他就是一个新脚僧，新脚僧一个 traveling like a.
Okay. So he always like a traveling monk.
但是他是一个基督教的新脚僧。
But indeed he is a Christian monk.
但是他到哪里呢？他也不带钱。
So everywhere
有了他就给。
Everywhere he goes, he does not carry a wallet or money. He will just give them out.
后来在好多人为他写传记的时候。
A lot of people write legends about him.
记下很多的神迹奇事。
And it recorded many miracles that he did with him.
他自己也讲到很多的神迹奇事，但是呢，他讲的一些东西人家不太信。
So、he also talk about his own miracles, but a lot of things that he said people do not believe.
因为他经历的事情太神奇。
Because the thing that he experienced was too miraculous for people to believe.
那因为他跟神特别的近呢，神常常给他讲话是就是非常亲近的话。
Because he was so close to the Lord, and a lot of times God will speak to him face to face.
他遇到一些奇事呢，是别人从来不能想象到的。
And the things that he has been through was unbelievable, like beyond our imagination.
其中一件事情呢，是他在喜马拉雅山传教的时候呢，在山上碰到一个马哈瑞什。Maharishi 就是印度教的一个圣者。
So, one of the story was that he was in Himalaya mountain, and then he met
Maharishi.
Maharishi.
这个老人家呢是400岁。
So Maharishi was 400 years old.
他就遇到这个人呢，他一直在研究圣经，在为全世界在祷告。
Maharishi was studying the Bible and he is preparing for the gospel.
他就在一直在祷告。
He is a person that always prays.
他就问他为什么你现在？他说神不借走我，他不借走我，我就在这里祷告。
So he asked him why are you still here? And he said because God hasn't taken me, so I will be here to pray.
所以他回来呢，在下面就给人家讲这些故事，人家觉得就很。人家就说我要跟你去见马哈里什。
So when he came down the mountain and tell people about his stories, and people said, "Oh, we don't believe you. Take us to the mountain so that we can see Maharaj."
有的人呢就说他胡说八道。
Some people said that it was just legends.
最后他就很烦。
So later on, he became frustrated.
他就再不要问我了。
Stop asking me this.
我是想见耶稣基督的，我不是想见马哈里什。
I am here to proclaim Jesus Christ, not to proclaim Maharaj.
有的人说呢，就是那年轻人好看到他这么特别的，我跟你要去喜马拉雅山。
So people say, oh, this such a special young man. I will go with you to the Himalaya mountains.
他说我们要为主而殉道。
And he said, oh, we will die for the Lord.
他就告诉这些年轻人，他说为主死是容易的，为主活是不容易的。你还好好为主活吧。
So he will tell this young man that it's easier to die for the Christ than to live for the Christ.
他讲的是充满爱，充满了智慧。
So the thing that he said was full of wisdom, full of love.
所以呢，就是他的生命，我觉得最主要讲的就是他很短，29岁就不见了。
So his life was short, only 29 years old.
但是他真是一个非常闪光的一个生命。发光的时
候。But he has a light that shone for the people.
大家有机会可以看他的传记，松大信，松字的松，大信就是信心很大。
So、you should,
中文翻译成。
Okay, you should read his story. His name is 孙大信。
孙大信， 他有一本著名的书呢，是《在主脚前》。
So one of his famous book was called Before the Heels of God.
Because Feet of the Master.
Feet of the Master.
有英文的，有中文的。
So it has an English version and a Chinese version.
好多人把他这本书叫做 Bible the Second.
Some people refer it as the Bible Second.
因为他以这个东方人的眼光，他一个他的这个民族呢，锡克教是从灵性里面入门，就是说他看问题的角度呢，就是说非常的不一样。所以呢，西方的神学家看了他的书以后，就感觉到非常非常的被启发。
So he as an Asian, so he with a Sikh background, so he looked things through his own spiritual eyes. So when the Westerner read about what he wrote, they were mesmerized by the things that he talked.
So 他的生命在地上就是活在永恒里面。
So his life on earth is eternity in heaven.
那有人曾经看到过他传道的时候，一个他在夜里面在山上祷告。
So some people was following him and he was praying during the night.
看到一只老虎来到他的面前。
And then they saw a tiger came towards him.
他就按手在这个老虎的头上。
So he laid hands on the tiger.
这个老虎就像一个狗那样嘛，说。
And then the tiger was tamed like a dog.
你知道，当一个人他跟神很亲近的时候呢，其实动物是能够感觉到的。
So when a person is so close to the Lord, even animals can feel about that.
你相信吗
？Can you believe that?
你知道，动物现在不得安息，圣经上讲的是万物劳苦叹息。
So in the Bible it says everything was under the burden.
就是在罗马书里面讲的，万物都劳苦叹息，在等待什么
？So, in the Romans says everything is under the yoke. So, what are they waiting for?
他们在等待神的种子显现出来。
They are waiting for the Son of God to reveal.
Sons of God.
Sons of God.
那耶稣是第一个，是长子，对不对？他带领种子都要进入那个荣耀里面。
So Jesus is the Son, the first and beginning.And he will bring us into the eternity.
所以呢，是万物在等待神的种子要显现出来。
So everything under the earth is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed.
也就是这些猫啊、狗啊、这些东西啊，都在等待说，其实他们在叹息，不知道叹息什么，要看到神的种子显现出来。
So even the cats and the dogs are waiting eagerly for the sons of God to be revealed.
那你知道为什么他们在等待神的种子吗？
Why are they here to waiting for the sons of God?
因为神一开始创造天地，把亚当夏娃放在伊甸园的时候呢，就让他们管理世上的一切。
Because when the Creator created Adam and Eve, he wanted them to take care of the things that he had created.
但是呢，因着他们的犯罪呢，地受了咒诅。
But because they sinned, so the earth was cursed.
所以呢，连动物也就受了咒诅。
Even the animals were cursed.
所以在圣经里面第一章、第二章，你看神创造天地的时候呢，上帝让人吃素。
So when you read about the Genesis, the first and second chapter, you will see that in the beginning, people are all vegetarians.
动物也是吃素。
Even the animals, they only eat vegetables.
大家可以回去仔细看圣经。
So you can go back to the Bible.
那一直到后来呢，人不断的远离神的时候呢？受了咒诅。
But later on, as people sin and then they move further and further away from the Lord.
所以呢，动物也就受了咒诅。
So animals was cursed the same.
所以现在的动物呢，它不得安息。
So even now the animals cannot have rest.
那非洲的大象呢，每年为了献牙呢，被人偷的就杀害。
So the elephants in Africa, even they were hunted by men because people want their teeth. Yeah.
你知道那个大象在他们一个同伴死了的时候，他们看见的时候呢，他们自己会举行葬礼，他们会哀叹，他们围绕着他会哀悼。
So even elephants, they will mourn and have a funeral for one of their mates.
那个县衙呢就被拿走，尸体呢就扔，暴尸荒。
So people will take the tusks from the elephant and then just leave the body over there.
你知道现在好多的狗扔眼的狗呢，它会咬，有时候很凶。为什么？因为 他的主人好多跟这个邪灵有打交道。
You know, even sometimes if the master have a spiritual tiding with like the demons, even their dogs will act very violently.
好多人不知道为什么那个警察去人家家里面去那个狗扑上来把警察咬。
Some people may not understand, like sometimes when a policeman go to a certain house, and then the dog will come and bite.
曾经有一个人的这个鼻子被全咬掉，这个被狗咬了。
Even one of the men has a whole nose beaten off by a dog.
就是动物因着人的缘故受到了咒诅。
So that means that even the animals was cursed because of people.
那动物也在哀哭叹息。
So even the animals were crying out.
等待神的咒诅要显现。
They are waiting for the sons of man to be revealed.
那这咒诅是谁呢？就是我们。
Who are the sons of man? Is us.
那讲到这个咒诅的时候，讲到子的时候呢，就是说，有其父必有其子嘛。
So when we talk about sons, and it is a saying that there's a father, there's a son.
所以圣经里面呢，就是说讲到这个 son 的时候的 we us。圣经里面讲到的上是有很深厚的一个意义在里面。
会啊，
呀，上就是儿子。
Also, when we talk about son in the Bible, it says chaos. What?
会啊，
会啊。
就说这个儿子呢，代表着几重的意思。
So the son has a several meanings.
第一重的意思呢，就是儿子像父亲。
So one of the meanings that the son will look like the father.
就是继承了父亲的形象。
So he inherited the image from the father.
那所以呢，这个圣经里面讲的，人是按照神的形象造的，一开始就是按照神的形象造的。
That's why the Bible says we are created in the image of him.
所以在路加福音里面讲是亚当是神的儿子。
That's why in the look it says.Jesus was Adam was son of God.
就说因为他是按照神的形象造。
Because he was created by the image of God.
当然，耶稣是最后来代替亚当在这个世界上，就是说重新这个人类开始成一个人类，他是真正的儿子。
So Jesus is a true son. He came to replace Adam so that he can bring a new beginning.
所以呢，儿子就本来是应该像父亲。
So son should look like the father.
但是亚当失败了。
But Adam failed.
耶稣是神真正拣选的，能够这个带领众子进入荣耀里。
But Jesus is the chosen one that he can bring this, all the sons of man back to God.
所以来恢复神这个荣耀的形象在。
So we will restore the image.
所以当我们活在这个地上的时候呢，今天圣诞节的日子，人看到我们要看到神的形象。
So right now we live on earth and during the Christmas time when people see us, they see the image of God.
那神的形象最主要的是什么？
What is the most important thing about the image of God?
圣经里面讲神就是爱。
In the Bible it says God is love.
神就是爱，所以第一个就是爱。
So the first thing is love.
那其他的呢，当然公义、怜悯。
Of course, others like justice and mercy.
那整本圣经都在把他的性格彰显在我们的眼前。但是根归根到底呢，他的性格里面最主要的就是爱。
So the Bible has been revealed to us all his good characters, but the most important thing is love.
那第二点，作为儿子呢，就是继承了父亲的权柄。
So as a son, the second thing is that he inherited.The power from his father.
你知道这个，在一个家族里面呢，儿父亲都会把权柄会传承给儿子 authority.
Authorities. So, as a family, usually the father will pass down the authority to their son.
当儿子成熟的时候，父亲就说：“好了，现在我们要开始一个宴会，就真正的让你这个来执掌这个家族里面的好多的东西。”
So, as the son gets to a certain age, the father will pass down the authority, but maybe holding a party or some kind of announcement, so that the authority will be passed down to the son.
所以对我们来讲呢，我们非常重要的要认识我们的权柄。
So, to us, you have to realize your own authority.
我们好多基督徒呢，就是说我们已经得救了，就去天堂了，但是呢，在这个地上没有用我们的权柄。
So a lot of the Christians, they believe in the Lord and then they thought, okay, now I have an eternity, but they do not understand that on earth you have authorities.
这个权柄就是释放别人要进入自由。
The authority is that you can release other people into freedom.
要推进神的国度。
And you will push the kingdom of God.
让撒旦的国度要撤离。
So that the kingdom of darkness will move away.
所以这就是我们的权柄，我们
要。So that is our authority on earth. So we have to practice it.
在集体呢，就更大的权柄。
As a united body, we are going to push it even further.
当一个教会合一的时候，众教会合一的时候，就很大的权柄。
So as a church or a churches united, we have this authority.
所以我们一月17号，大家注意，我发了一个通知，就是我们在 BC， 在温哥华又有一个大聚集，呼召各个教会的，就是有感动的都来合一的聚集。
So as I have sent a message earlier on, so on January the 17th and the 18th, and in BC we are going to have a big gathering again. So we are calling out the leaders from the nation.
就是让这个众教会呢走向合一。
So is to call all the churches into unity.
这种合一里面呢，我们释放非常大的权柄。
Because in unity, a great power will be released.
但这是大家所知道的。
So it's saying that everybody knows.
所以我们今天在这个地上呢，我们要认得我们的权柄。
So on earth, we have to know our authority.
每一个人走到外面的时候，你为人祷告的时候，你发现事情会发生。
So when you step out and pray for others, you will see miracles.
其实为人祷告是一个非常简单的事情。
Actually, to pray for others is a very simple thing.
这是要迈出信心的一步。
But you have to step out with your faith.
有时候你为人祷告的时候，他身上的魔鬼就离开了。
Sometimes when you pray, the demon will leave the body.
你可能不知道，但是他知道。
Maybe you do not know that, but the person that you prayed for.
我曾经好多次为人祷告。
A lot of times in the past, I prayed for others.
人告诉我，他说你祷告，我的头就清醒了。
So the people tell me, okay, oh, you pray for me, and now I have a clear mind.
好多时候这样那样的问题，家庭的问题，婚姻的问题，这样那样的问题，就是我们祷告吧。
So they have a lot of issues, family issues, marriage issues, and then I was just say, okay, let's pray.
耶稣基督里面祷告嘛，他说哎，清楚了。
So pray in the Jesus name, in the name of Jesus, and everything will be cleared out.
所以这是一个权柄，我们要来拥有这一个。
So this is the authority we have to exercise our authority.
你好多时候你在为人祷告之后，你可能觉得是一件小事，对方是一个大事。
So when you pray for others, it may be a very small thing for you to do, but it can be a great thing for the person.
因为上帝的救恩要临到他。
Because the salvation for the world will come upon the person.
那新的生命要临到他。
And a new life will come out from that person.
祝福要临到他。
And a blessing will come.
所以你简单的一个祷告不是一件小事情。
So a simple prayer is not a simple prayer.
这不在于你，而在于耶稣的名。
It's not about you, it's about the name of Jesus.
有时候你为人祷告的时候，人就圣灵充满。
So when you pray for others, our people will be filled with the Holy Spirit.
有时候疾病就得医治。
And the body will be healed, disease will be healed.
这是很神奇的一件事情。
It's a miraculous thing.
我还曾经记得我刚信主的时候做一些事情很神奇。
I remember when I first became a believer, there were things that were so it's miraculous.
那时候我是一个单身，但是神有时候用我去帮助人家的婚姻。
So I was a single. I was single. But God will ask me to help people's marriage.
我25岁。
I was 25 years old.
那因为我很有这种激情，就是传福音啊，帮助别人。
Because I was full of passion to tell people about God.
有一个姐妹呢，她就和我讲，她说我现在就想离婚，我这个丈夫这个也不顺眼，那个也不顺眼，那个也不顺眼，我要离婚。
So a sister came to me and she said, "Oh, I want a divorce because my husband has this problem and that kind of problem."
我就告诉他，我说我们先祷告一下，完了以后呢，你回家进食祷告3天，神就会告诉你怎么做。
So I told the sister, "Okay, let's pray first, and then when you go home, you fast for 3 days, and then God will tell you what to do."
你知道她3天进食完以后什么结果吗？
You know what happened after she fasted for 3 days?
她说我发现全是我的问题。
She found, oh, it's all my problem. It's all.
这就是神的能力临到她，让她呢就谦卑的认识自己以后呢，
So that was the power that came upon her, so that she realized that it was her own problem.
那时候我是初生牛犊不怕虎。
I was young and then I was fearless.
希望现在是老牛也更不怕虎。
Hopefully, now I'm older and I can be more fearless.
但是有时候呢，应该我们世俗上的一些这种这些事情，有时候我们忘记了我们的这个权柄。
But a lot of times when we are in this world and we have like things that going on and then we forgot our authority.
好多年轻的基督徒呢，创福音的时候啊，真的是初生牛犊不怕，那老的人呢，好多顾虑这个那个的。
So a lot of young believers, when they tell people about the gospel, they were fearless. But as the older generation, sometimes they have doubts, they have worries.
所以我们重新要回到圣经呢，拿起我们的权柄。
So that's why we have to go back to our Bible and bring our authority.
对，有一次为一个，那是我刚信主的时候，为一个拜偶像的一个弟兄祷告。
I remember praying for a devil worshipper.
他呢，他是家里就是卖偶像，他开的店就是卖偶像。
So they were idol worshippers, and in his house they have idols.
但是呢，他喜欢来教会。
But he likes to come to church.
他就喜欢来教会，但是呢，他就不觉知信主。
He likes to come to the church, but he never committed himself to the Lord.
那么为什么你喜欢来教会啊？
And I asked him, why do you like to come to church?
他说教会很有爱啊。
Because there's full of love in the church.
为什么不信主啊？
And I asked him, why, how come you do not believe in the Lord?
他说因为菩萨也有能力向我多次显现啊。
And he said, oh, the other idols have power too, and they have revealed themselves to me.
我说那他跟这个基督教的区别是什么呀
And then I asked him what is the difference between those idols and Jesus Christ
他说那些菩萨有不然菩萨有能力啊但是没有爱啊
And then he said oh, those idols they have power but they do not have love
那很有意思就为他祷告因为他每一个月呢一定要同一次就是什么都不能做一来就不得也没一个星期，他的头痛啊，非常厉害。
Also, he has this headache, and it happens every week. And when the headache came, he cannot do anything.
他是我第一个认识的中国人，就是说打99乘法表不会背的，但是他在做生意，我还记得很清楚。
So he was the first Chinese that I met who do not know the timetable.
Multiplication table.
You know the one-hand one.
他说我呢必须要用计算机他说这个东西因为我头痛啊各种疾病呢我小时候也父母没有帮我就是99乘法表就不会啊所以做生意好多时候吃亏啊
So he was a businessman as well because he does not know the timetable he always carry a calculator because, and he also had a headache problem and he didn't have good education in the past
有一次我跟那个牧师呢一起跟他祷告人他就认罪悔改完了以后他就头不痛了
So one day I was praying for him with my pastor and after we prayed and he stopped having the problem
头不痛了一个月
So for whole months he had no headache at all
但是他说我还是去卖我的偶像就又来了后来就又来了我们那时候也年轻不知道
becauseSells the idol, the statues, right?
Statues.
Yeah. So he said, "Oh, now I have to go back to my business and still selling the idols, right?" And then the headache came back.
感谢主，他后来一直还是愿意来教会。
Praise the Lord, he continues to come to the church.
我其实好多这样的人需要得释放，得医治。
And so a lot of people like that needs to be released.
这就是我们儿子的权柄。
So that is your authority as a son.
我们讲到儿子，也包括姐妹，也是圣经里面说的是儿子。
When we talk about son, we also mean the daughters, the sisters in our church.
因为保罗的书信里面，不管是男的、女的，希律人还是犹太人，都是儿子。
So in the letters from Paul, no matter you are a sister or brother, it's all referred as sons.
因为都是有继承权。
Because you have the heritage.
Inheritance.
Inheritance.
因为那个时候呢，女儿没有继承权。
Because back then, daughters do not have inheritance.
所以这圣经新约里面的启示非常的清楚，就是说是非常革命性的启示，就是说女儿也是儿子，也有继承权。
But the New Testament revealed that as daughter, as are also sons of God, and they also have the inheritance.
所以前面我们讲到呢，第一个是新相，第二个是权柄，第三个呢就是继承权，就是产业。
So the first thing was image from God, and then the second thing is authority. The third thing is inheritance.
大家有时候讲到产业的时候呢，有的人比较害羞。
So sometimes when we talk about inheritance, then people shy away.
弟兄姐妹，你知道你在天上地上都有产业吗？
But do you know that you have inheritance both on earth and in heaven?
啊，那许多教会会讲说地上啊，现在这个都是短暂的，是不重要的，这是对。
So a lot of people think the earthly thing is just for a short period of time, and it will all pass away, and that's the right thing to say.
但是神造了地上的这些是为了什么？
But what are the things that he has created us for?
给撒旦和不信主的用的吗？
So the things he created, is it for those who do not believe in the Lord or Satan?
是完全是为了他的国度而造。
But everything he created is for his kingdom.
所以呢，就是我们特别中国人要把这个观念呢，有时候我们的信仰里面混杂一些过去嘛，儒家的思想在里面，儒家的人不喜欢铜臭味道。
So as Chinese, we have to really clear our mind from this like background, like our cultural background, from the Confucius thinking of do not relate your religious with money.
啊，其实神造的问题不在于地上的东西，而在于人的信心。
So the things he created for us is not about.How much you want it is more about your faith.
金钱不是你的问题，问题是谁是你的主。
So money is not your problem. Your problem is who is your master.
如果上帝不是你的主的时候呢，金钱就是你的主。
So if the Lord is not your master, then money became your master.
所以我们要让上帝做我们的主的时候呢，金钱就成为我们的仆人。
So when you put Lord as your master, then money will become your servant.
所以圣经上讲，罗马书讲，万物在劳苦叹息，等待神的种子被显明出来。万物，包括山，包括水，包括牛，包括羊，包括一切的金银矿产。
So Romans says everything is under the yoke because they are waiting for the sons of man to be revealed. That includes the mountains, the rivers, everything on earth.
但真的儿子被显明出来的时候呢，这些东西都要为主所用。
But when the sons of God to be revealed, everything, including the things of mountains and rivers, will be put into work.
就是那个亚伯拉罕的祝福。
So the blessing from Abraham.
神说，愿你先要我先要祝福你，也要让你成为祝福。
So as the Lord said to him, I will bless you, and then you will also become a blessing.
所以这个地方我们的信仰呢一定要圣经以圣经来主导而不是我们的文化东西掺杂在里面
so our belief is based on the Bible not based on our cultural backgrounds
我们中国文化里面有两个东西必须要彻底被圣经来圣灵来接近 第一个是关于金钱
so as a Chinese there are two cultural background needs to be dealt withSo one of them is money.
第二个是性 sex.
The second thing is sex.
那性在圣经里面是一个非常神圣的东西。
So sex in the Bible is a pure thing.
它在这个约里面的时候呢，它是一个被神特别祝福的一个东西。
So under the covenant is something that will be blessed.
但是中国的儒家文化里面它不能提性的。
But in the Chinese culture, we cannot talk about sex.
但是圣经里面不是这样。
But in the Bible, it's not like that.
你整个就是旧约、新约，你看的时候呢，他会讲到性。
So in the Old Testament, New Testament, when you read it, they will talk about sex.
特别在雅歌里面 ，Song of Solomon 整篇讲的就是一个男女恋爱的故事。
So in Song of Songs, it talks about the whole chapter was talking about love between a man and a woman.
你如果读原文的话呢，人家说这是色情诗。
So if you read in the original text, some people refer it as pornography.
因为它整个讲的就是，其实是男女的一个产生的一个交往交流。
So it's actually talking about a deep interaction between a man and a woman.
这其实就是神盼望我们作为神的儿女呢， 神的这个心，将来耶稣的心腹跟耶稣这样一个很亲密的一个关系。
It actually represents as the bride of the Christ, and then to have this intimacy with Jesus.
我曾经也是听到过有一个姐妹，就是她说，我觉得我不能跟耶稣太近。
So one of the sisters told me that I felt that I cannot be so close to Jesus.
我觉得这个东西好像得犯罪。
I felt that I'm sinning.
很有意思，很有意思。因为什么呢？是中国的文化掺杂在里面。
Why is that? Because our cultural background has mixed with our belief.
所以金钱和性这两个东西呢，中国文化里面的东西必须要被圣经、圣灵的重新塑造。
So in the Chinese culture, sex and the money, these two things need to be dealt with by the Holy Spirit.
所以好多时候我们在这个中国人信主的时候呢，就是要。不能贪钱，不能贪，要就贪属灵的东西。
So a lot of Chinese, when they become a believer, they do not talk about money, and then they want only to talk about the spiritual things.
但神绝对不是要把地上他创造的一切留给撒旦和他的国度。
But God has not created all these things for Satan.
他留给他的儿女来推进他的国度。
Bringing all these things for his own children, so that the kingdom of God will be pushed forward.
也要祝福他的儿女，就像祝福亚伯拉罕一样。
And he will also bless his children as he has blessed Abraham.
你如果读新约的时候，我们这个月新约和旧约的关系最主要在哪里呢？保罗讲的非常清楚，亚伯拉罕的约，我们进到亚伯拉罕的约里面去。
So when you read the Old Testament and the New Testament.Paul said that most important thing is that we go back to the covenant of Abraham.
所以我们要认得我们的产业。
So we have to know our inheritance.
在天上地上的产业。
Both in heaven and on earth.
所以耶稣基督讲呢，他说为我的缘故放下父母兄弟田产，田产的人。
So that's why Jesus said for those lay down everything, including his parents, his children, his wife, for me.
And field.
And field.
You are going to gain 100 times.
你会就是得到百倍。
一百倍的什么呢？
What is 100 times?
圣经上写的非常清楚，一百倍的兄弟姐妹。
100 times your brothers and sisters.
还有天堂。
And your fields.
你去读圣经，我没有乱讲。
You go and read your Bible, I am not lying.
但是没有说得到一百倍的老婆，没有。
Say you will gain 100 more wives.
这是圣经里面的，还有一点，还要得到另外一个东西。
And that's what it was talking about in the Bible. But one more thing you will also gain.
那段圣经讲完以后呢，就说还要加上逼迫，你还要得到逼迫。
So the other thing that you will also gain is persecution.
对，基督徒呢要做好被逼迫的准备。
So as a Christian, you need to prepare to be persecuted.
这是因为你是在世界上分别出来的。
Because you have been set apart from the earth.
所以呢，就是我们要认得我们的权柄，认得我们的产业。
So we have to recognize our authority, recognize our inheritance.
不仅仅是认得，要进入里面。
Not just to recognize it, but actually walk in it.
所以在约翰福音第十六章讲的，圣灵来呢，要带领你们进入一切的真理。
So that's why in the book of John?
Chapter 16.
Yeah, chapter 16. So in the spirit, we will
lead us into all truth.
Yeah, lead us into.
那个地方呢，就是叫进入。进入是什么意思？你的生命要进到里面，不是脑子进到里面。
So,
生命要进到一切的。
So our whole life need to go into it, not just our brain.
就是说，这个儿子的形象、儿子的权柄、儿子的产业，都要真真实实的要进到里面。
So as an image of God.Your inheritance and your authority, everything you have to be in it.
所以在新的一年里，大家要为这个来祷告。
So in the new year comes, you have to pray for all this.
我们要有主的形象，越来越像主。
We want to have the image of God. We want to be just like Him.
第二个，我们要来实行我们的权柄。
And we want to exercise our authority.
第三个，我们要来 claim， 就是我们来宣告进入我们的产业。
And we have to proclaim that we will go into our inheritance.
哦，感谢主！最近大家可能知道，就是说这个产业这方面，我前面三个月在征战我的那块地上的水出了问题。
So a lot of people know that I have a water supply problem in my own property.
我最近这个水的问题完全解决，我看到我喝着我井里面出来的清清的水，我说哎呀，感谢主。
So it's been 3 months, but now everything is resolved. Now I drink from the water from the well that I dug, and it's so fresh, and I just want to praise God.
而且我的房客，我每一个人给他们一个贺卡。
So all of my tenants, I gave them a card.
说谢谢你们过去几个月跟我一起站立，一起合作。
And then I thank them for stand with me and then would walk with me.
没有怨言。
And they have no complaints.
我要我的一生，我生的名义要来祝福你。
And I, by the name of the Lord, I will bless them.
那是我创飞的工厂，也是我的产业。我看到我的房客，这是我的产业。哈利路亚。
When I see my tenant, I see that they are my inheritance.
也是神国度的产业。
And also for God's inheritance.
那神都要赐给大家。
And all of this God will be given to you.
我最近听到好多声怎么祝福人的事情。
And I heard a lot of stories about how God.
先求他的国和他的义，其他的都要加给你。
So seek his kingdom, his righteousness first, and everything else will be given.
让你成为好管家，你可以祝福更多的人。
So that you can be his good servant and you can look after the things that he gives to you.
昨天我跟大令姐妹，就是我原来那个西人的那个矮子老太太一起吃饭。
So yesterday I had a lunch with Darling.
我说经常你22号一定要来。
And then I asked her to come on the 22nd.
我们就讲到很多的故事。
And we talk about a lot of things that were happening.
她住在 Abbotsford.
She lives in Abbotsford.
她讲到她一个邻居怎么样受神的祝福，在地上受祝福。
And she talked about how her neighbors got so blessed from the Lord.
这个邻居就买了一块不好的地。
So this neighbor bought a piece of land.
就说很便宜的地。
It doesn't worth much. It's not a very good land.
最后呢，你挖井的时候挖了100尺呢，又不出水。
So, he dug down a well and then 100 feet deep, still he couldn't find a well.
因为当时测量的人来测量的时候呢，说100尺就出水。
So, because when they do the survey, they said, okay, you will get water if you dug 100 feet deep.
结果呢，他就是夜里面睡不了觉，结果最后再想再打几尺吧。
So he couldn't sleep because he dug 100 feet and still there was no water. And then he thinks to himself, maybe I would.
结果又到了30尺。
So he dug down 3 more feet.
结果水就像喷泉一样往外喷。
So the water just gushing out.
结果最后呢，这个城市就是说，你这个泉太好了，我们就称自己拥有它的这个泉，是阿伯斯本。
So the city found out and they said, okay, this water is so great and then it become a property of the
那这个泉水呢就给了城市，他就在旁边又打了另一口井。
So the water now is for the government and then he dug another well next to it.
那他就是几十年做一个水的生意。
So for the past many years he's doing a water business.
你知道阿伯斯伯的Clear Brook 的水是全世界最好的水。
Do you know that in Abbotsford, the water from Clear Brook is the best water on earth?
他这个做水的生意就是矿泉水好，纯净水的生意，对不对？他不用太多的功夫，就是好水。
Because he's in the water business, so he doesn't need a lot of effort.
他说这一家就是也是基督徒。
So they are also Christians.
那天我碰到那个劳牧师，就上个礼拜我碰到那个劳牧师，哎呀，很多见证。我要给大家讲的目的呢，要提升大家的信心，要在地上拥有产业，为主要推进他的国度。
So the reason why I talk about this is that as people on earth, we need to get the experience from the Lord.
他会讲他很多的见证，我请他1月份、2月份来讲，就是特别他的金钱方面的见证。
So I will also ask one of the older pastors to come maybe in January to share his testimony.
他在非洲建立很多的教会。
He has built many churches in Africa.
那边没钱。
Because they don't have a lot of money.
他怎么祷告？
And how he prayed?
那数字就是几万、几十万、几百万。
So he started to have the resources like 10,000, 100,000.
他自己也有一块产业，非常神奇。
And he himself also have an inheritance too.
那这个产业呢，现在就是他在种树，10个 acre 种树以后呢，树卖了以后呢，他天天种树，树卖了以后呢，就把钱就送到非洲。
So he has 10 acres of land, so all he does is to plant trees and sell those trees, and then the money he gets, he puts into the ministry.
他说这个产业呢，买的时候80年代初7万块钱。
So when he bought a piece of land in the 80s, it worth about $70,000.
现在呢是一百五十万，肯定是。
And now it's $1,150,000. 1 million.
发达。
1.5 million.
他说讲的故事是什么呢？他说，在那个时候呢，我已经有一个房子，已经在付一个 mortgage。
So back then he had a house and he also paid some mortgage.
大概是30年前。
About 30 years ago.
他说我的女儿呢就喜欢养马骑马。
But my daughter, but his daughter back then likes to ride on horses.
他说爸爸给我买块地吧，我这个马呢老是没地方放。
And then she asked her dad to buy her a bigger piece of land so that she can ride a horse.
但是呢，因为他很爱他的女儿。
Because he loved his daughter.
就找地
so he started looking for land.
就是找到这块地
and now he found this land.
他就出了血本为了女儿
so because he loved his daughter so he paid a lot of money
就付了一个 mortgage
and put, and then
结果那个时候他说加拿大这个 interest rate 涨到 23%
so back then
利息涨到 23%
back then the interest rate was about 20% 23%
吓坏了
He was scared.
那长话短说，就是神给他怎么样奇妙的来解决，让他今天年老的时候，这个产业呢是成为神国度的一个产业。
So to make the story short, and he was scared, but then God solved every problem for him, and now the inheritance that he had is working for the kingdom of God.
当然也祝福他自己，祝福他的孩子。
And of course, he also blessed his own family as well.
他说：“我的孩子呢，不需要我这些东西。”
And he said his own children do not need these things for him.
我的儿子挣的钱是我的好多倍。
His son makes multiple times the money that he owns.
我这个钱都给非洲。
And all the money that he gets from the piece of land he will just donate it to the ministry.
我从他身上看到的最大的祝福呢，第一个是喜乐。
So the blessing that I see from him, the first thing is to have joy.
第二个事情呢，就是那个，我就看到那个身体的健康，89岁。
And then the second thing I see is, as a person in his 80s, he has good health.
哇，天天种树。
Every day he just plant trees.
很健康。
Very healthy.
他说哪里需要他讲道，他就讲讲道，不然他就在母会里面，就是坐在里面听道。
So if he's needed, and he will go and share the testimony, but if not, he will just sit there.
他的母会也是他建立的，现在他退休了，创立年轻牧师。
So the church he's attending, he was also the founder. Now he's older now, so he just go there.
啊，很喜乐。
He's very joyful.
啊，这就是产业。
So that is inheritance.
在地上的产业就是你的健康喜乐，就像当堂常常讲的，爱、喜乐、平安，对不对
？So the inheritance on earth is joy and love.
啊，同时呢，神会伴随着让我们做很多的事。在这个过程里面，喜乐平安，真正的那个祝福在爱、喜乐平安。
So at the same time, also peace, love, joy, peace will be always with you.
所以就是说，我们在这个新的一年里呢，我们要认识我们儿子的这样一个身份。
So in the new year, we have to recognize our identity of sons of God.
我们成为儿子呢，完全是因着生儿子耶稣的宝血。
We became His sons because Jesus Christ.
这一句是圣诞节真正的意义。
So that is the true meaning of Christmas.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
So God so loved the world, He's willing to lay down His one and only Son for us.
让他们信他的一切信他的人不至灭亡。
So that those who believe in Him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这个永生呢，就是说耶稣用的永生，耶稣就是生命，生命，生命。
So a lot of times when Jesus talks about eternity, it also talks about life.
就是永生就是生命。
So eternity is life.
啊，那个希腊文呢，有的人把这个名字哈用这个希腊文叫 Zoe.
So in the Greek, Greek means Zoe.
所以有的女孩子起的名字 Zoe， 不知道什么意思。希腊文就是那个生命，那个永恒的生命。
So some girls may have this name Zoe, but it actually means the life, the eternity, eternal life.
那有一个肉体的生命叫 bios， 就是吃喝，就像动物一样，吃了辣，辣了吃那个叫做 bios。
So also a bios means our flesh. So what it does is just to eat and drink just like animals.
所以 biology 就是从 bios 这个词来。
So biology was rooted from the word bios.
啊，就是从这个肉体的生命。
So it's a flesh. It's out of flesh.
但是耶稣见证的是，所谓是这个真正的生命。 就是那个从上帝来的生命，包括灵魂体。So
the life that Jesus was talking about is Zoe, is including your spirit, is the life that given by the Lord.
所以我们拥有这样一个生命。So
that's the life that we have.
所以今天就要活出来。So
we have to exercise it now today.
对，今天进入耶稣基督里面，就进入了永恒。So
when you step into this life, you are stepped into.
所以今天就我们有了这个儿子的权柄在我们的手里。So
today you will have the authority as a son.
所以耶稣讲的，这个圣经里面讲的，我们和他一起坐在父神的右边，在天上，这是现在时，今天就坐在父神的右边。That's
why the Bible said we are seated with him on the right side of the throne.
所以要相信这个圣经的话语，我今天就和神的儿子坐在父神的右边。
So you have to believe in the Bible that today you are seated and throne by.
圣经里面讲的这个 heaven， 这个天呢，不是一个地理的一个位置，一个空间的一个位置。So
when the Bible talks about heaven, it's not talking about a dimensional thing.
而是神掌权的地方就是天堂。But
wherever God rules is heaven.
这个也是因为过去希腊人的这个神学思想呢，它是一种 linear 的神学思想，就是过去、现在、未来，把未来当成永恒。No，
过去、现在、未来都是永恒。So it actually comes from a Greek philosophy that it talks is a linear type of culture. So it talks about the past, the present, and the future, thinking eternity is the future, but it's not. It's right now.
Eternity is 就是永恒是过去、现在、未来都是永恒。
So the past, the present, and the future is all eternity.
所以呢，你发现耶稣讲的很多东西都讲的是现在。
So a lot of things that Jesus talked about is about the present time, now.
你今天听他的话，他说你的生命就建立在磐石之上。
So today, if you listen to his word, your life will be built upon the rock.
不是明天听。
Not tomorrow.
今天你得着了，就进入永恒了。
If you get it today, you are in eternity.
今天永恒的生命就在你那里。Today
the eternal life is in you.
虽然它还需要成长。
Even though you need to grow.
所以我们今天一定要相信，就是说这个 heaven on the earth， 就是说天上的东西一定在我们的里面。So
we have to believe that today heaven is on earth.
信就是你的。
But faith be.
所以信的人就发现那个脸上开始发光。So
those who believe you will see the light will shine upon their face.
因为他里面的灵已经重生了。Because
their spirit has been reborn.
他的思想开始改变。And
they have the switch of mindset.
因为圣经的话语成为他的食粮。And
then the word from the Bible will become his own spiritual food.
身体开始得医治。And
his body will be healed.
因为他的细胞，生造的细胞开始向生的话语来回应。
Because every molecule that's inside of your body will be responded to God.
你周围的环境也开始发生变化。
And your environment will shake, change.
你好多时候不知道为什么。
Sometimes you do not understand.
因为神的话，神的灵借着我们的顺服呢，就开始工作了。
Because the word of God by our submission to him will put into work.
你不知道为什么你的老板今天他就很想祝福。Sometimes
you do not understand. Oh, how come my boss wanted to bless me today?
你就不知道为什么你买了一个破地，它地上就有油就有水。And
sometimes you don't understand how come I buy a piece of land that's worthless, and then now you find water.
曾经在美国有一个人买了一块破地，它下面打是油田。So
one of the person from United States, he shared that his testimony that he bought a piece of land that's worthless, but later on he found gold on his land.
Gold, it's oil.
Oil, okay.
神就是要来祝福他的儿女。
So because God wants to bless his children.
我们今天再次的在这个要迎接耶稣在我们的心里面。
So once again, we need to welcome Jesus into our lives.
我们的旧的生命愿意来彻底的
Our old stuff, we are willing to put it on the cross.
要很高兴地钉死它。
And we want to put it on the cross with joy.
为什么？因为圣经里面讲，在我肉体里面毫无良善。
Why is that? Because in the Bible says, in my flesh, there's nothing is good.
所以要高高兴兴地钉死他。
So you have to be happy to put it, crucify the body on the cross.
当然你有时候不知道怎么钉。
Sometimes you do not know how to crucify yourself.
你需要别人钉。
You need someone else to crucify you.
所以呢，有的人结婚以后呢，你需要你配偶钉你。
So a lot of time when you get married, your partner becomes the person who nails.
所以钉十字架上，乖乖地把绳手收绳出来。
So on the cross, we need to stretch out our hands.
这个姿势就是感谢主。
That's the word that's okay.
感谢主。
Thank you, Jesus.
你让人对我。
Thank you to have someone to nail me on the cross.
钉得越快。
The faster it is.
复活得越早。
The faster it's done. The faster you got resurrected.
如果说钉的过程的了，从十字架上下来。
But if you are on the cross and you want to get off the cross.
还得绑上去好多次。
And still you have to be put it on the cross many times.
你看那个谍战片的时候，那个什么这个特工的时候的，打来打去的，救不着工。
So maybe you see in the movies, someone as a spy will be hit many times and then he wouldn't say anything.
最后上极刑的时候，他就招供了。
But when he put into a severe kind of torture, then he's committed.
对我来说呢，早一些在耶稣的面前降服，投降。
So it's better to be submit yourself to the Lord earlier.
就是
surrender.
他是主，就是主。
He is the Lord, and He is the Lord.
Let Him be Lord.
Let Him be Lord.
Let Him be God.
让他成为神。
我们本来就不是 God， 也不是 Lord。
We are not God and we are not the Lord。
把我们放在正确的位置。
Put us in the right position。
把那个老我钉死的时候。
Put our old self to the crucifixion。
复活的生命就来了。
And the resurrection life will come。
感谢主，我们祷告。
Thank you, Lord. We want to pray。
哈利路亚，主啊，是的，主，谢谢。
Hallelujah, Lord. We want to thank you。
我们今天有新的生命。
Today we have new life。
完全是因着你的爱，
By your love，
因着你儿子耶稣基督为我们献上生命，
by your Jesus， by the Son of yours Jesus Christ，
谢谢你，
Thank you Jesus，
已经担当了我们一切的咒诅，
You bear all our sins，
我们灵里面的咒诅，
and all the curses in our spirit，
我们魂里面的咒诅，
in our soul，
身体上的咒诅，
in our body，
在这个 经济上的咒诅，
in our financial areas，
人际关系上的咒诅，
in our relationships，
你都已经担当，
you have carried it all，
已经付上代价，
you already paid the price，
我们不需要再担当，
we do not have to worry about it，
这就是好消息，
this is the good news，
今天我们信，
today we believe，
你说信的人就要得着，
those who believe will get it，
这福音本是神的大能， 要救一切先信的人，
so the gospel is for the power of the Lord and is for everyone，
今天我们信，
today we believe，
你的大能就领到我，
and your mighty power will come upon us，
谢谢，
thank you Lord，
让这个生命在我们里面越来越长大，
let this life be grown bigger and bigger in us，
成为你的见证，
so that it became your own testimony，
有你的形象，
we have the image for you，
有你的权柄，
we have the authority for you，
要继承你的产业，
and we also have the inheritance，
我们也要把你的名高举，
and we will exalt your name，
把这个福音在这个节日里面要传出去，
and in this season we will tell people about the good news，
你大大的恩膏我们的每一个弟兄姐妹，
anoint us Lord，
神迹奇事要随着，
and signs and miracles will be with us，
在这个节日的时候， 看到我们的弟兄姐妹得着很多的果子，
and during the seasons I see that the fruits that we will get，
看到我们没有盼望的亲友，因着我们的祷告，因着我们的捐献，他们开始脸上发光，
and those who are hopeless， our friends and relatives， because our faith they will have hope in their lives，
他们找到了盼望，
so that they can find hope，
他们要来跟前跟后来问我们信的缘由是什么，
they will come and rush to us and to ask us where is our hope come from，
就像你曾经借着先知发的预言，
just by all the prophecy that prophet talked to you，
你说教会什么要像洪水一样涌进来，
so people will flood into the church，
说这个神迹奇事要 be remarkable。
There will be remarkable signs and wonders happening in church.
成为教会的一个特征。
And you become a characteristic of a church.
因为你是超自然的神。
Because you are supernatural God.
也是自然的神。
You are also a natural God.
主，我们谢谢。
Glory, thank you.
也祝福我们下面的时间。
Bless our time together.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
下面有一些时间，有半个小时时间，大家可以来。回应这个信息，也可以彼此来祝福啊，也分享自己。
Half an hour, so you can share
and pray.
And pray.
把这个你儿子的权柄、倾向和这个产业放在心里。
So put the image of God, authority and inheritance in your heart.
Amen.